Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the love and the... Come on, somebody lift up your voice and give the Lord a shout. Oh.
You are the only one.
worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can I do for the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pour my worship out on the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Leveban sondava bakatavande vebesudigandaya. Levebesondiande vebesudigande vebehai. Brande vebende vebesudigandaya. Levambanda vebesondiande vian sodiandai. Shedian Sebandian Sodiandea Levabanda Vabohoshianda Vebe Sudiandai. Thank you. Hallelujah. Shetabande Vebe Sudiandaya. Levebebe Sudiandai. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the mighty God. We thank you for being the holy God. Thank you for being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Thank you, Father, for being lovely. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being beautiful, for being holy. We know who you are, and we acknowledge your sovereignty in this moment, for you are Jehovah, and we ascribe power and honor to your name. We declare that there is none like you, for you are the fairest of 10,000. There is no one beside you, for you exist alone in your majesty. You are distinct in your deity. You are Adonai. You are Elohim. You are Elyon. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. From age to age, you remain the same. You are unwavering. There is no shadow of turning with you. According to Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you praise, and we call upon you in this moment as the creation of your hand. Father, we gather as an aggregation and we celebrate Jesus Christ, the anointed one. You are anointed to destroy the yoke. You are anointed to preach the gospel. You are anointed to heal the sick. You are anointed to break the rod of our oppressor. You are anointed to release the captive. You are anointed to open every prison. Open prison doors. Let the best to the under the best. You are anointed to change the season, and we loose the real Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do your bidding today in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in your name. Jesus the apostle, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the pastor, Jesus the evangelist, Jesus the teacher. We say Redeemer and Holy One of Israel. Begin to overturn and interrupt everything that the thief, the robber, and the destroyer has set in motion in the lives of the sons and daughters of the true and living God. We prophesy the annihilation and disintegration of the intel of the accuser of the brethren. We decree divine interruption in the camp of the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus prevails in every dynamic and every aspect of the sons and daughters' lives. We thank you for routing your ministry and warring angels with swords and vessels dipped in the blood of Jesus. Even now, we make a blood parameter and blood border around your sons and daughters. We declare that the gates of our hearts are open to the King of Glory. We declare today, King of Glory, come in now. Come, come, come. Come, Holy Spirit, lift up your head. O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. King of Glory, come in now. With smoke and fire, descend now. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you.
You came in here with His marvelous light. Into His marvelous light. Into His marvelous light.
morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' holy name. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. We thank you for your goodness, O God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Where would we be without you, O God? Lord, we need you every second, every minute, every hour of our lives, every day. We cannot make it without you. So we thank you and we bless you. And we can depend on you for your loving, your kind. There's no one greater than you, O God. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all honor. We give you all glory. We magnify your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, O God. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Awesome. Wonderful. Mighty God. We thank you and we bless you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, O God, for mercy. Your mercies anew every morning. Forgive us of all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, the mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, from sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria masandiriaka. Yekuria masandiriakuria masandiriakum. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your mercies on you every morning, O God. You are faithful and just when we repent to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyber space, the networks, over this radio service in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, of Jesus. We took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we took our children in the blood of Jesus. We took our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We took our spouses, our husbands and wives in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Father, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O Almighty God. Strengthen us, O God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. Lord, strengthen us. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. You are our strength, O God. O Father God, we pray for refreshing. refreshing us, oh God, and oh, we pray you, oh God, for a refreshing. Oh God, refresh our spirits, souls, our minds, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and to do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, send your holy angels that are assigned to us, assigned to this ministry, in the name of Jesus, to be with us 24/7, oh God, guiding and protecting and doing your biddings in our lives. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the new wine and the new wineskin, oh God. We thank you for the season of the new wine, oh God. The season of the new wine, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, take us from glory to glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take us from faith to faith in the name of Jesus. Take us from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Give us, God, the wisdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd. Father, you are our shepherd. Lead us and guide us into all truth, oh God. We are depending on you, Almighty God. You are a good, good shepherd, oh God. There's no one greater than you. We bless your holy name. We gave you honor. We gave you glory. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, move upon each and every one of us. Release your breath upon us, oh God, this morning. Give us divine CPR, oh God. Release your breath in our atmosphere, oh God. Your breath in our cars, oh God. Release your breath. Let your breath upon us, oh God. Breathe on me, breath of God. Hallelujah, Ramah, your supernatural breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for godly wisdom. We pray, oh God, for understanding. We pray for knowledge and counsel and understanding and reverential fear of the Lord. We pray, oh God, that you will guide us, that you will lead us, that you will direct us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We surrender to you, Lord. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this 9th month, oh God. Hallelujah. The month of birthing, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that nothing will be aborted, oh God. Our destinies will not be aborted. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will fulfill God's plans and purpose for our lives, that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you are doing in our lives, and all that you will do. Hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. For those of you that's just joining, we welcome you. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This week we have been talking about divine shifting. And divine shifting is moving from one place to another, but it is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And we know it is by his grace. Hallelujah. And so we bless God for the grace, by his grace, that he's moving us from one level to the next. And sometimes you may think that, how can I do it? You're not going to do it on your own when you are divinely promoted and shifted. The Holy Spirit is there to help you, and the Holy Spirit will give you that grace to do all that God has called you to do while you have been promoted to that level. Hallelujah. And it is not the level that stops. You go from one level to the next level. Hallelujah. And that's the divine shifting, hallelujah, that the Lord is doing. Sometimes God does this shifting suddenly, hallelujah. And there are times he does this, it takes his time, and it goes through a process, goes through the processing, hallelujah. But there's always a preparation. Whether you know it or you don't know it, there's always a preparation when it comes to
conference
shifting.
Recording started.
Sometimes we have been preparing all through our lives, and we do not even know that we have been preparing for this shifting. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been preparing sometimes since you came into this world. You've been preparing. We are here to do the will of the Father. So there are things in our lives that preparing us, that has prepared us or is preparing us for this shifting. What is it? Sometimes your experiences, your testimonies or what has God done in your life, sometimes those things that you go through. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when God is about to shift you, hallelujah, sometimes you've been through that process, and sometimes it's just suddenly, and sometimes it is because, hallelujah, the shifting comes, it's because of your obedience, because of your faith and obedience in the Almighty God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah. So you got, when a prophet or man or woman of God is telling you, the Lord is saying to you, you are moving into another level in the name of Jesus. It's a time for you to begin to praise him and thank him. He will not let you go somewhere that you will fail. As long as you continue to obey him, be obedient. Hallelujah. As long as you continue to be obedient, hallelujah, and you have faith and trust in the Almighty God, those things happen. Are you ready to surrender? Hallelujah. Now it is no more you, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, coming into oneness with the word of God. Hallelujah. So God is saying to you this morning, hallelujah, are you ready? Are you ready for your shifting? Divine shifting. Are you ready for that shifting from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from faith to faith? Hallelujah. Just imagine that you were, every one of us was given a measure of came into this world. Hallelujah. But then you go through some things that will shake your faith, and you, before you know it, you have developed another level of faith, your radical faith. Hallelujah. And radical faith when everyone do not know, you know that you cannot make it without God, and you put your total trust in him. And because of that radical faith, You are going to the next destiny. Hallelujah. If he did it before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. If you're here on this line, this word is for you. It might not be for everyone, but I want you to receive this word, this shifting. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I know I receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, when you go on a job, my brother, to work or wherever you work or whatever you do, there's always someone watching you. To someone, when you go on your job, you have someone there watching you, not only your boss, your workmates, and all those that are watching you. And so what am I saying this morning? Every one of us are being watched 24/7 by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God is steadfast. His eyes is on you. Hallelujah. And he's watching you. You see, when God watches you, it's like when you go into take your MRI. Hallelujah. Which is physical. But when he's watching you, he watches your divine MRI. Hallelujah. It comes physically. Very and emotionally, he sees everything about you. Hallelujah. Because when your season, when there's an appointed time, he has an appointed time for each and every one of us. But before that appointed time, God always pay attention. Do never think that God is not paying attention. God knows our thoughts before we even can speak it out. Hallelujah. And he's been watching you. Just like your boss will watch you, and then one day your boss will call you in and say, look, you've been coming to work on time. You've been doing this and gave you a promotion. But hallelujah, there's no promotion like the promotion that comes from Almighty God. Just the thing about God's eyes upon you, upon me, makes me tremble, oh God, reverential fear of the Lord. We don't take these things for granted. Hallelujah. So let's look at this, and then we're going to take the communion, and then I'll let you go. Divine shifting. Hallelujah. Genesis 24, Lord, as I read this, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Lord, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and an anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Shifting comes as a result of observation from Almighty God. Abraham was now very old, Genesis 24, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant asked him, what if a woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's house and my native land, who spoke to me and promised me an oath saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angels before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from the hope of my, from this hope of mine. Only do not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. The servant left, taking with him 10 of his master's camels loaded with all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram Naharim and made his way to the town of Nair. He had the camels kneeled down near the well outside the town. It was toward evening, the time the women go out to draw water. Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the town's people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too, let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I know you have shown kindness, so my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Noah. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jar into the thorough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels. Without a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a tigger and 2 gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he said, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? Hallelujah. I'm not even going to go further. When you have time, you can go further. This is the time Abraham sent his servant. I want you to know what when we're talking about shifting. Hallelujah. This servant of Abraham has prayed, and Abraham had given him instruction. He followed the instruction. He prayed. Abraham prayed, and now he's there with the well, with the camels. What am I saying? God watches over us. This Rebecca is about to shift. Her destiny is about to shift. She's not going to be chosen as the wife of Isaac. Hallelujah. And now Rebecca will be the second matriarch after Sarah in the history of Israel. Why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Rebecca came, the servant observed. Hallelujah. And what did she do? She gave him something to drink, and then she gave the camels something to drink, water, until they had enough. You see, God watches us. He looks at us. Are we going to go above and beyond as servants of the Lord? Or are we going to be just satisfied to give, to do one thing and comfortable, and we're not going to stretch out our tents? Because if there's too much trouble, so if someone asks us, we're not going to do it because we're not going to go through that inconvenience of doing those things. It's not convenient for me, so I'm not going to do it. No, I cannot do it. I'm not going to stretch out. I'm not going to do that. See, God looks at the heart. And God is looking at Rebecca. I mean, her posture when she's doing it, she's not sad, she's not grumbling, but she's doing and not knowing that she's about to be chosen as Isaac's wife. God is about, this is a short word, God is about to choose someone, one of us. Is he satisfied with what he is saying? Not what the world sees, not what the church sees, not what, but even in your private moments when nobody watching you, God is watching you. Is he satisfied with your thoughts, your negative, what you're thinking? Is he satisfied with you? He is watching. Hallelujah. Observing. Is he satisfied? You know, because sometimes we, you might give water to this, that like this, like Rebecca did, but are you giving the water being nasty grudgingly, or are you going with the water for the camels? Are you doing it angrily, haughtily, have an attitude? God looks at our hearts. He looks at everything. Have you been faithful? Faithful, even though things were not right, but you were faithful. God is watching each and every one of us. Hallelujah. God is watching. So, be very, and this is not the first divine shifting that happens in life. There's so many more that will come until you finally get to the one before you leave this world. Even if you're 90 years old, he's watching you. If you're 20 years old, he's watching you. Hallelujah. So go from that shifting to be promoted. Be very sensitive. And if you don't understand things, take it to the Lord in prayer. Be sensitive in the time that when Satan brings something to your mind, you rebuke from those negative thoughts, negative attitude. Even if you nobody knows that you have these nasty ways, but who knows? God knows. Because sometimes we come in front of others and we pretend to be like sins, but behind that door we are nasty, we dirty, we don't know how to speak to people, we have attitude. And people only see our form of godliness, but the real us, we hide. But God is looking at the real me, the real you. And sometimes people say, God, it's not fair. I was here. Why this person's doing this and that? It's because of the posture of your heart. Because God sees your thoughts. He sees your mind, your negativity. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have not surrendered to the Holy Spirit completely. Because when you surrender completely to the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, and all things are passed away. You are now a new creation in Christ Jesus, and you have allowed the Lord to work in and through you. People don't pass these tests because they have not submitted to the Lord and have not allowed the Holy Spirit to work in and through them. Rebecca is about to be shifted. Abraham sent to watch her. And many times in life when you wonder, you will see a man when he's ready to pick a wife. And you will see he doesn't look at the physical. Some men look at the physical, which is the first thing. But even if a woman is so beautiful, and he looks at her and there's another woman, she's all right. She's not as beautiful as this woman. And sometimes people will wonder, why did he pick this other one instead? And he dated this one. No, but he picked another one, another lady, instead of the one who is so drop-dead gorgeous. When you check it out, it's because of that person's heart, that person's way. And now the ordinary person, that we say ordinary, they have a beautiful heart, beautiful spirit. Hallelujah. And so this is, so the men will pick, a good man will pay attention, and he will observe his wife, a godly man, a man from God. Because some men, they're not from God. I mean, when I'm saying they're not from God, they're not living, they have not received Christ, so they got their different motives and objectives. But I'm talking about a Christian man, a kingdom man with pay attention. Hallelujah. And so people, we are constantly being observed. Even your neighbors observing you. If something would happen, when you look at the news report, the neighbors would say one or two things. Well, this person was nice. They spoke to me every morning. I didn't see the person causing any confusion in the and this and that. And maybe there was something else. But the TV reporters would always review the neighbors and people about that particular person. Even if a crime happened, even if you're being promoted, they will go back to your elementary school. How was this person when they were in fifth grade, sixth grade, second grade, whatever, or high school? Everything is there. What am I saying to you? The Lord, everything we do. Surrender. But you always win when you have totally surrendered to the Lord and allow him to work in and through you. Hallelujah. You cannot fake God, man. You can fake me. You can spy with me. And you can, you know, as people say clean teeth, clean, as you have that smile, and then their heart is black and the negativity. You can do it to God, but you can do it to man. But God sees their heart. God is watching. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. I praise you, O God, and I worship you, O God. And I receive this word, O God. And I want us to always be cognizant of what you're doing in our life, not a form of godliness denying the power within, O God, that we live a life that is pleasing to you, Almighty God. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name as we are about to take this holy communion, O God. We pray, O God, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we want to be candidates for promotion, O God, divine shifting, O God. So, Lord, we surrender to you. Teach us how to love. As you've loved us, teach us how to forgive. As you've forgiven us, give us hearts of flesh. Teach us how to be humble. Teach us how to walk in humility. Oh God, teach us how to be selfless, not selfish. Teach us how to do unto others as we will have them do unto us. Teach us, let the fruits, the Holy Spirit be manifested. Let us allow these fruits to grow in our lives, O God, by total surrender to the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you all honor and glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready. We're going to take it, and then I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Kuriyama sanderia, kuriyama sanderia, kuruma seteria kum.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray that you breathe, release your breath upon it, turn it from the natural to the supernatural, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over each and every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray this morning for those that are sick. I pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, as we this word was preached through us, oh God, through me this morning, oh God, not in my power, but in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, oh God, we pray that we will allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives and we will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, take our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Help us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this word. I receive it in my spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "It's my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. In the same manner, after he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water, juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Ever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are sick and weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. We were more discerning with regard to ourselves. We will not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. Father, thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We receive all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you, Lord, for releasing the blessings of the Sabbath upon our lives. We thank you this is the first Sabbath in the month of September. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, that you load us, O God, with the benefits of the Sabbath day in the name of Jesus. We lift up our offering, O God. We ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus, and let these offerings be used to bring glory and honor to the kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, I pray for fruitfulness and multiplication for each and every one. But more importantly, I pray, O God, that we will walk by your Spirit. Our flesh. Thank you for the divine promotion. Thank you for the divine shifting. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sabbath day, weekend. Be safe. We love you. God bless you.